The case of Christina Fey made international headlines last summer, in part because of where she lived with her dogs. It's a 13,000-square-foot home set on 53 secluded acres with a view of Lake Winnipesaukee.
Okay, where do we head next?
Judge Amy Ignatius led 12 jurors and two alternates through a viewing of the property. Fey was found guilty on 10 animal cruelty charges, but is now appealing the case. One thing jurors have already seen are photos taken during the raid of Fey's home last June. In those images, dogs and animal waste and dirty floors stand in sharp contrast to the size and setting of the $1.5 million property.
Is it better to go through the house to get there or from the outside to get there?
Through the house.
All right. So
Fey and her lawyers walked through the house with the jury. It was actually the first time Fey had returned to her home since last summer. Everyone was mostly silent, taking in the high ceilings, eight bedrooms, and rolling backyard meadow wrapped in fencing. The home is currently under renovation. The hardwood floors are pulled up. A few scratches from the dogs are still visible on the front door.
All right, we head back to the bus.
After about an hour, the jurors climbed into a yellow school bus to head back to the courtroom in Ossipee. The trial is expected to wrap up by the end of this week. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.